similar to burning your hand in a fire. The poor children in Bolton who received those terrible burns that have been in the press recently, the doctor who was treating them said that, you know, if the percentage of burns had been greater on the, you know, slightly greater on the body, then they would have been in even, you know, more danger than they actually were. You know, because it leads to similar effects from a house fire, you know, blistering of the skin, loss of body fluids, and then there's a big risk of secondary infection in the damaged areas.
So it is a potential killer then, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you really got it all over you, yeah, absolutely.
So how do you recognise this plant? What does it actually look like?
Oh, wow, it's quite a striking plant, and once you've seen it once, you tend never to forget it. It can go up to 15, 20 feet high. It's very statuesque. It's got a fantastic umbrella of white flowers at this time of the year on its crest. It looks a little bit like supersized kale parsley. Kale parsley is easy to recognise because it only grows about 3 or 4 feet high. And it's got a very slim, slender green stem, whereas giant hogweed has got a stem that can be as thick as your arm. It's got purple mottles on it. And as I say, it's covered in fine toxic hairs, little bristles that contain toxin.
Now, you say 16 foot high. Now, even I think, would recognise that if I saw that growing. But presumably, they're not always 16 foot high, and they don't always have flowers on them. They will start out, I would assume, as fairly small plants. But would they be just as dangerous as the fully grown plants?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes 2 years for a giant hogweed plant to reach maturity, and in its first year, it only grows to 2 or 3 feet high. However, as a generality, the mature flowering plants that are huge and tall grow in exactly the same places as the smaller ones, the immature plants. So the presence of a mature plant sort of gives you plenty of warning that there are immature ones around. Located mainly at the moment in the northwest of England on riverbanks, and they're quite a strikingly beautiful plant to look at, but quite strikingly dangerous to touch.
Why is it spreading so quickly? I mean, it seems to be almost like the first time we've heard about this giant hogweed. It's almost come from nowhere, yet you say it's been around for years and years.
I think the spread's quite simply down to one thing. The local authorities aren't implementing the law to protect the general public. It's every landowner's, riparian owner's responsibility to maintain their land and to make sure that there are no species of notifiable plants such as giant hogweed growing on them. If, for example, my next door neighbour had a giant hogweed plant growing in their back garden, I'd be within my rights to report that plant to the local council under antisocial behaviour laws, and the council would be compelled to act. The problem is that, number one, no one knows what the plant looks like. Number two, no one's reporting it. Number three, the councils aren't implementing the law when people do report it.